I don't know what's real. I don't know what's not real.
Limited Capacity is a collection of six darkly amusing stories about the mysterious ways we interact with the internet and with each other.
There's something going on with him. It's like an act. I don't trust him.
What?
You're staring at me like I should say something, but I don't really know what to do here.
That's the whole name of the game. Don't talk about how the town isn't real. Do you understand?
Limited Capacity. Available now on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
From Mermaid Palace and me, Caitlin Prest. Asking for It. Featuring Drew Denny. Episode 4. Once Upon a Time.
We're Hips. Thanks for coming to our show.
We play South by Southwest, and it's amazing. People are jumping up and down, dancing, trying to climb onto the stage, or screaming at us and asking us to take pictures with them. The label woman, Taylor, afterwards she comes up and congratulates us.
That was incredible!
Oh my god, that was so good.
I don't really feel like I'm actually
here.
What's
up? You guys recorded these songs?
I mean, they're like, they're demos.
Probably because I'm...
No, that's not how it works. You don't have to have the money to do it. What you do is you hook up with somebody who's got some strings to pull. They get you in there and you pay it back
maniacally.
When the album sells.
I'm trying to get a hold of Coach, who hasn't responded to me in days but for one text.
Hope it's worth it.
KG snaps when she sees me hunched over my phone.
Can you not just be present and appreciate what's going on right now? Honestly.
Hello?
May I speak to Goldie, please?
This is Goldie.
Listen, Dolly's in the hospital. She's basically bloodless, and I just don't think she's going to pull through. Probably best if you came down and said goodbye.
The word rings in my head. I try calling Coach. No answer. I hear my mom talking to me when I'm a kid.
Come here, Goldie. Come on, climb up my leg. You can do a backflip. You could be president someday.
I also hear her telling me...
Oh, no, I don't have a choice, kid. Go to your room.
Let's play hide and go... Let's go hide in the closet. Come on. That game's fun, right? That game's really fun. Yeah, let's just go. Goldie, baby, we need to be really quiet. No one can know we're here. Okay, baby girl? Load up, Goldie. We're going on a little trip. It's an adventure. And just let Mommy put your backpack.
She packs everything we have.
Get your feet up there, yeah. Beef jerky. Sure, kid. Juice boxes, too. Get it, baby. Come on. Bring as many snacks as you can fit in your backpack. Sure, baby.
I wonder if we're coming back, and I'm kind of hoping that we don't.
Bye-bye. Come on.
But after maybe a day, maybe 2 days, we do. I keep calling Coach. I keep calling Coach. No answer. No answer. No answer. This drunk guy knocks into me, and I'm reminded that I'm in the middle of a music festival. Fuck.
What's going on now?
My mom is in the hospital.
Oh, my God. Okay. Should we go? We should go right now, then.
Yeah, I think I...
Okay, let's go. Come on. What's going on? Is she okay? Goldie? You okay?
It's so jam-packed, I feel trapped, stuck in this sea of people.
Will you find my cassette?
Will you find my boo?
KG grabs my hand and dives in, parting the waters for me. As soon as I get to the car, the sky opens up. It's a Texas thunderstorm. It pours so hard, I can't tell if I'm on the right side of the highway, but I don't care.
I don't know what's real. I don't know what's not real.
Limited Capacity is a collection of 6 darkly amusing stories about the mysterious ways we interact with the internet and with each other.
There's something going on with him. It's like an act. I don't trust him.
What?
You're staring at me like I should say something, but I don't really know what to do here.
That's the whole name of the game. Don't talk about how the town isn't real. You understand?
Limited Capacity. Available now on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I get to the hospital, I find my mom unconscious. And this, to be honest, is how I remember her best. Passed out on the floor, passed out in the car. She got arrested once for sleeping at a stop sign. Passed out in the hospital. She's like Sleeping Beauty. I try calling Coach again, no answer. I'm getting a lot of text messages from her.
Goldie, are you okay? I can't talk right now. I can't pick up the phone right now, but I love you.
But what I really need right now is to talk. And it's hard to realize that Coach isn't here for me today. The day I'm saying goodbye to Mom.
You power of attorney for your mother? Because we do have a lot of people waiting for those beds.
I'm not pulling the plug, if that's what you're asking. She's gonna wake up.
Well, I've never seen anyone pull through something like this.
Sorry. I hate to break it to you.
I feel like all the songs need, like, little shit, like, shits. Little,
little shits.
They need little shits like that. Some attention as to, like, oh, let's take out this little instrument here and, like, add a delay there.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember the time we were in the Grand Canyon and we were shrooming? And then we, like, found this little, like, worm, like, right near the edge of the canyon. And we were, like, totally fixated on it and just, like, looking at it and, like, really close to it. Just being like, what are you doing here? You're so close. You're going to fall. And then we, like, looked up and saw the fucking Grand Canyon and just started, like, freaking out. And, like,
she's distracting me, I know. It's really generous.
Are you okay?
I put her on speakerphone.
Dolly, wake up.
She tries to wake my mom up, too.
You wanna wake up. Come on, wake up, Dolly. Dolly, wake up. Come on, bitch! Wake the fuck up!
Wake up, Mom. Time to go.
I start wondering if I can communicate to her wherever she is. You know the way when you really like someone and you say, I'll see you in my dreams. Can I see you in your coma?
Booney Town, 1950. I was born 2nd out of 7. The first time I tried to run away, I was 2. The neighboring farmer caught me tow-headed hiding in a ditch.
Dang it!
Every morning, I woke up before the sun to milk cows and bottle-feed calves who stared me down wild-eyed. I went to school smelling like shit. My whole town smells like shit. And I decided that someday I'd get out of that place. I knew I'd be somebody. A nurse? A teacher? Not me. I became a stewardess. I wore hot pants to work. I poured red wine in high turbulence. I performed CPR on a pilot at 38,000 feet. I also got demerits for visible cellulite and got weighed in and sent home without pay for being over 105 pounds. That's how I found out I was pregnant. Goldie's dad was a pilot. She was conceived on an airplane. I thought we were going places.
We did coke and poppers on the dance floor at Studio 54, and he could dance.
You know how to two-step?
Oh, my husband's danced in the beginning.
I can lead if I have to, but I prefer to be twirled.
They never stopped moving, but the moves sure did change. Let me have it, tough guy. A twirl and a dip became a push and a fist. A door opened, a door slammed shut. A seat pulled out, a ladder smashed, a rose. Enough, enough! The first time the doctor prescribed the pain pills, I was so bruised up I looked like a Dalmatian. He told me they weren't addictive, not to worry. That just helped me till my rib bones grew back together and the polka dots faded. I would stare at them sometimes. Wondered if one day I'd just wake up navy blue. It is a good color for a blonde, head to toe navy. I imagined my bruises opening up like seas, swallowing me whole, and I felt so much peace, so much relief when I imagined disappearing from the cop cars, from the courtrooms, from the boxing ring in the bedroom. I don't want to defend myself anymore. I don't even duck. And I don't have a good excuse. I failed at the most fundamental duty of we who bring babies into this wicked world. I failed to protect my young. Mothers are supposed to see joy in their daughters' faces. I see horror, a horror I authored just as surely as the name she changed when she decided to become someone new. When the person I created is so ashamed by me that she invents a new identity, erasing me completely, what choice do I have but to erase myself? I wish hospitals gave frequent flyer miles. I can remember each time my heart stopped beating and how relaxing it was. No more cardio.
No more breath.
No more sleepless decades haunted by the juries in my mind.
On at the confines of my destiny.
No more counting clock hands until my next dose.
No more counting coins on the liquor store counter.
No more forging the doctor's signature and photocopying the prescription pad.
No more gasping.
No more mania.
No more slurring.
No more weeping.
No more stranger sneering.
No more children running away.
No more children running away.
No more policemen, judges.
No more husbands,
no more bruises.
No more excuses.
That's it. I hear the quiet coming. And I thank God, or whoever it is that built this universe, for this sweet escape.
Sunshine. You trying to sneak out the back door again?
She wanted to die so badly that she's disappointed when she wakes up.
Oh, we never had anyone graduate from a coma like that before. That's first for me.
That's the best sleep I ever had. I feel like I had to go into a coma just to get some rest.
And that's when we finally talk. Maybe for the first time, maybe the only time. Dolly parents me.
Mom?
Yeah?
I need to tell you something.
Honey, I already know that you're gay.
No, I'm not. That's not what I'm talking about.
What now? Are you a boy?
No, but thank you for asking. It's good to not assume. I'm a mistress.
Oh, I've been there. Honey, just run. They never leave. They don't. Even if they love you.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that might be the case.
Well, is she sweet to you at least?
No. That's actually maybe the bigger problem.
What do you mean? What does she do?
She's really jealous. Like, she always needs to know where I am. And if I don't leave, like work or band practice, when she wants me to, she'll threaten to commit suicide. I mean, you know, just a few suicide threats. It's nothing I'm not used to.
At least you're prepared for that. You're a great match. What are you trying to do, Goldie? End up like me?
No. No offense.
None taken.
I'm definitely not trying to end up like...
You get the fuck out of here. Go back to your life and make something good. Okay? Lose the liar. Get somebody who treats you nice.
Hey.
Hi, Coach.
You have not reached Coach, but if you leave a message, I'll call you.
Hi. Coach's answering machine. Goldie, you're Goldie. You're a good girl. I want to say that I had hoped you might pick up, but that's not true. I knew you wouldn't answer the phone. I want to say this is enough. Because all of the ridiculously corny things I've told you are true. I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you.
I believe it. Like, I feel in my bones that you are my person. I'm getting goosebumps right now just imagining you. Your ear pressed up against your phone, the little hairs on the back of your neck, and that wrinkle at the corner of your eye, and your hand. You're the air I breathe. I'm nothing but a branch for you to shake. But I'm scared of staying in this closet that you've built for me. Scared of how comfortable I'm getting with just that little sliver of light coming in from underneath the door. Scared of how long I might be able to survive off the scraps you pass me from the room where you live
with your girlfriend.
I can read your silence. The first time you told me that you were going to leave her, I believed you. Maybe you meant it when you said it. Wholeheartedly. I know you didn't move out. You had my trust. You held it in your grip like a little hollow sand dollar. It was precious. And it was yours. But you cracked it. You didn't tell her. You crushed it.
You crushed it.
That little empty space that could have been filled with memories of you doing what you said you were going to do. You cracked it, and you cracked it until it collapsed. I don't want to be your...
To replay your message, press 1. To delete your message, press 3.
It's me again. I got cut off, so here's the big finale. I don't want to be your crime. I don't want to be your secret or your mistake. I don't even want to be your dream vacation. I want to be together, rooted in the earth, not battered around in the wind. I want to be spread out on the couch with you, not crouching in the closet. I don't want to break up, but I can't do this anymore. I head to the airport.
Is that water? You gotta pour that out.
I get there a little frazzled.
Come on, let's go.
I'm stuck in security. I need to take my laptop out. I gotta go back. Do I have any weed on me?
I always knew that you'd turn your back on. Fuck this. I told you you'd leave. This is why I never told my girlfriend. You're fucking me in the head.
You're just using me until you found someone better.
You're really hurting me right now.
Who is it? A man?
I love you.
I love you. We're soulmates, Goldie. You know that.
Get through security.
Keep it moving.
I'm trying to find my gate. I'm cutting it really close, so I start to run. And I look over my shoulder to read the monitor because I'm not quite sure if I'm running in the right direction. And there,
whoa.
I actually... physically run into a person.
Did you literally just run into me at an airport?
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
That's fucking crazy. You could have just called me, you know? I have your number in my phone. I might have answered it.
The record executive who saw us open up for Mufet and then gave us a second chance after I totally flubbed our South by Southwest audition, and then who stood on the side of the stage during our... And then who...
It's Taylor Valentine.
What's up? With your mom. Is that your mom? Is she okay?
Oh, they said she wasn't going to wake up, and guess what she did?
No shit.
Not quitting.
I was going to call you on Monday.
Oh.
But I guess I can tell you in person now. Now who's blowing you up? Oh, the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Could maybe my ex-girlfriend? It's unclear. It's complicated.
So one of the tenets of codependency is that I shouldn't tell you about codependency, but if I was going to, I might suggest that you surround yourself with people who want you to succeed. Mm. Because I got a studio for you guys next week, and I don't want you to fuck it up being distracted with texts from your ex or whatever.
I'm not going to fuck it up. We're going to go to the studio?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's cool.
Turn off your fucking phone.
Okay. Okay, yeah, phone off.
Phone off. You want to come to the lounge with me?
I don't think they're going to let me in there.
Oh, why? You're not flying business class?
No, I'm flying working class.
Ah. Come on, I'll sneak you in.
Okay.
This is
This has been the fourth episode of Asking For It, a serialized podcast brought to you by CBC Podcasts and Mermaid Palace. Check out the show at mermaidpalace.org or at cbc.ca/podcasts. You should definitely check out all of the other CBC podcasts. They're fucking amazing. They are just really making incredibly important work. You can also follow them at CBC Podcasts. The show is written and conceived of and birthed by Drew Denny, at Dang It Drew Denny, if you want to follow her. It was produced and doulaed and labored over by me, Caitlin Press. You can follow me at Caitlin Prest. Audio production by Ryder Alsop. We had help with audio production and sound design by Phoebe Unter in the first trimester of this project. Sound design by Ryder, me, and Harry Nazen, who is also our mix engineer. Harry and I did the final mix of the whole show at the amazing Apollo Studios in Toronto. You heard original scoring in this episode by Christina Gaillard. We heard Drew Denny as Goldie, Kimmy Robertson as Dolly, Christina Gaillard as KG, Mel Shimkovitz as Taylor, Josh Fadem as Dolly's doctor, John Ennis as Buck, and Shada Abadi as Dolly's nurse. You heard music by Drew and Christina's real live best friendship band, Hips. Go to showusyourhips.com to support their music. From CBC Podcasts, our executive producer is Arv Noorani, the senior producer is Tanya Springer, and our digital coordinating producer is Judy Z. Gu. The Trevor Project is here for LGBTQ folks who need someone to listen. They are here for you 24/7. You can call 1-866-488-7386 or visit www.thetrevorproject.org. If you're having suicidal ideation and you need support, someone to talk to, call 1-800-273-8255. Thanks for listening.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.